Hello and welcome to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, Zach Mir, and with us in the studio is Matt Brown, an independent market strategist. So Matt, let's start with those Burko comments that we heard and saying about Donald Trump that he wouldn't be allowed to speak in Parliament. What do you make of that?
I think actually it was quite a clever move. Obviously, Theresa May couldn't turn around and say, Donald, you're not welcome in the UK. I mean, it would be bad for relationships. So the Speaker actually has a kind of independent role within the House of Parliament, and maybe he can push back. There was a lot of kind of public sentiment saying, we don't want Trump in the country, we don't want him speaking in Parliament, etc. So it means it's taken a bit of pressure off Theresa May.
Considering they've let Xi Jinping from China speak, and also the Mexican leader, you think it's a clever move, stopping, say, the most influential man in the world from...
When it comes to trade deals, we need to keep America sweet. You know, if we're leaving Brexit and renegotiating trade deals, we've got to get in bed with the state. So, from an economic or business point of view, not fantastic. But I think from the electorate, they'll probably be quite appreciative that that Burko came out and said this.
Well, I would have thought, you know, economy, that should have taken precedent. But we shall see what happens.
Yeah.
The backlash, anyway. He's made the story rather than actually what he said. So, there you go. Any thoughts, Zach?
I will keep them to myself because I think, I'll just say one thing. The Speaker normally doesn't have such a forthright role in public life. Let us just say that.
Yeah, he does like the public eye.
And we won't talk about his expenses and everything, will we?
Okay, moving on to the slides. So MPs call on Lloyds to pay up following HBOS fraud trial. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. The government has lowered its stake in Lloyds, so it has less kind of skin in the game with regards to Lloyds. Again, it's a bit of bank bashing from the government. I think, you know, HBOS, a lot going on there over the years and a lot that was quite untoward. So... let's draw a line on this. HBOS pay up. Let's move forward. Let's move forward for Lloyds, hopefully.
Well, yeah, but Lloyds didn't even want to be in the shotgun marriage with HBOS in the first place. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I think it's drawing a line. I think the line should be drawn and say, look, that happened 8 years ago. Enough is enough. Let's just move on.
Agreed.
And let's move on to the next slide. IMF says Greece should meet lower fiscal surplus target. So Greece back in the spotlight.
Yes, again, it comes around every year. Greece, it kind of goes off the radar, comes back. IMF, again, needing to put pressure on Greece to really... Greece needs to sort get their house in order. I think it's good from the IMF to have some pressure on Greece. They should meet their lower fiscal surplus target. They really need to sort this out, sort out the pension, sort out the government spending. Again, Greece is another thing that we need to draw a line under.
But is it realistic for them to sort it out? It's a huge mess they found themselves in.
I think they're going to struggle, to be honest. Greece will always have issues. It's going to be tricky for Greece to get this sorted.
Okay, next slide. So January like-for-like retail sales were 0.6% lower than this time last year, according to data from British Retail Consortium and KPMG. Over the 3 months, the end of January, retail sales growth was at its lowest since 2009. So, Zach, what do you think the driver behind this are?
People spent all their money on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so they peaked too soon. By the time January comes around, there's no money left.
Yeah, it's probably that. People are looking for discounts. And as you say, there's nothing left in the pot. I think people are wary of the economy and spending and Brexit. So it's no surprise that there is a slowdown in retail sales. Where we go from here will be interesting. I mean, certainly with inflation potentially rising, probably people are spending a lot more on food and less on durables. We could see it actually go lower over the next few months.
Okay, next slide. Economic calendar. So there's not much happening there, but what's catching your eye?
The job openings will be interesting. I think there was a lot of focus, obviously, on the non-farm payrolls last week. So keep an eye on that. That's obviously for December. So, that's going to be an interesting one. Consumer credit change as well would be another number to look out for. But really... the start of this week has been very light on the macro front after all the kind of central bank announcements last week and non-farm payrolls. So fairly light. I don't particularly see those as market moving.
And I think something that's not on here but something to watch out for is today Sadiq Khan's white paper on housing, so it'll be interesting to see what will come out of that, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
More promises he can't deliver. I think he's done pretty well on that. The only thing he's managed to avoid so far, though, I think, is the latest tube strike, so I would give him one mark out of 10 so far. 1 point out of 10. Well done. Yep.
There you go. Next slide. Say the NASDAQ 100, what are we seeing there?
Well, strength is continuing, certainly in tech stocks. It's really kind of hitting new highs, and there seems to be a lot of momentum behind this. Zach, what are your thoughts on the chart?
There's just almost no point. I mean, I think the dot-com bubble level was around 5,000. We've broken that as if it wasn't there. We had a gap to the upside last month, and we filled the gap and gone up straight up again. So, I mean, this index, despite the fact all the big guns there are going to sue Donald Trump, there doesn't seem to be any sign of slowdown at all.
Would you say this is a bubble as well? I don't think it's a bubble that we saw back in the start of the millennium.
I think the tech companies have delivered on the promises that we had 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. We thought then we'd have Googles and Facebooks and stuff like that, but it took much longer. It took a decade longer than we expected, but it has happened, and mm-hmm. it has been transformational. So good luck to all of those.
Okay, I think we could see some more upside on this potentially.
Okay, moving on. So what you're seeing there, Zach? What's catching your eye?
Well, we've got gold is actually sort of it hit 1235. It broke 1220 resistance, which was the big level for me. There's nothing between 1220 and 1300, so it's surprising now that gold going through. People are less long of gold than they were, but that tends to happen with this game. Also, pound fallen quite sharply today. It's over a cent down, and the punters are gone more long into that, buying the dip. So they tend to go contrarian generally. Then euro sterling, I think that's starting to go up, and they're bearish on that, so more bearish. So a little bit against the market at the moment.
Okay, moving on. Trade of the day.
One of my favourite crosses, broken, as you can see the trend line there, so I agree with this one, downside break from recent consolidation, treasury yields falling. Bit of a risk off trade as well, so people are getting a bit more fearful of Trump and what will happen with that. So breaking 112, objective 109.93 and stops above 113.50 looks to be right. Obviously, as you can see there, if there is some momentum there, there's not much really on the chart from 110 to 105, in fact. So it will be interesting to see whether that objective is actually is cleared.
Okay, next slide. So broker recommendations, what's happening with Randgold?
Randgold, you pays your money and it takes your choice. I love the way that it's all over the place. I chose it on that basis. Deutsche Bank obviously are the most wise people in the financial markets. They know how to lose money better than anybody else. Buy recommendation £74 target. I think the shares are around that level now. But Jefferies, much more optimistic, £87. That's probably the level I'm looking for, given the break on crude gold rather. And then Credit Suisse, totally asleep at the wheel there with a £69.70 target and neutral.
Fantastic, Zach. Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest there is Matt Brown, independent market strategist.